Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The oldest park in the country and the oldest botanical garden in the country are dealing with some old challenges that have reached a new level of intensity. Crime is a problem on the Boston Common and in the public garden, and the search is on for solutions. That effort has become more urgent after two stabbings and a shooting on the Common in the past few months. To take care of these parks, the city partners with the nonprofit, the Friends of the Public Garden. Liz Visa is the group's executive director, and she says the current troubles reflect a larger national set of concerns, including opioid addiction, mental health issues, and homelessness. Visa met me on a recent warm afternoon, and as the wind rustled through the trees and the fountains gurgled in the sunshine, we walked the paths of the Common and the Garden.
It's a beautiful day today, so you can see there's hundreds of people in the park. On any given beautiful day, you'll see hundreds of people here. You see a lot of kids. It's after school now, so school's let out, and here they are running after the pigeons and hanging out with their parents and just sitting on a park bench enjoying themselves, which is exactly the reason why this place exists. So when you think about the parks, there are people splashing in the frog pond, riding the carousel, swanning it with the swan boats, having a wonderful time on the lagoon. So in the context of that, there is a persistent, prevalent use of the park, and particularly the Common, for illicit use, for drug dealing and using, aggressive panhandling at times, and just a low level but persistent level of activity that creates a lack of safety and a feeling of lack of safety that can break out into violent crime.
Visa emphasizes that other Boston neighborhoods are dealing with much more serious issues of crime and violence, and she supports the need for that to be a law enforcement priority. But she says it is also crucial to improve safety on the Common and in the Garden. She says nobody wants to create a pristine museum-like space, but it's important to fix the vibe in the parks because she says many people now feel uneasy when they step into the Common. That includes streetwise park advocates who belong to Friends of the Public Garden.
We have lifelong members across the street that live two doors away from the Common, whose kids grew up in the park, who learned to play baseball in the park. She instructs their kids not to walk up that path, but to walk up Park Street outside of the Common. These are kids that have seen people shooting up in the park, and she just felt she's a real urban pioneer, and she's committed to this, the park, into the city. But last year, she just felt like it had gotten to a critical mass, but she just could not let her teenage sons do that.
Just last month on the Common, a daylight shooting shattered the calm of a quiet afternoon.
So we're looking at the Parkman Bandstand, a wonderful space for band concerts. It is not far away from here that the shooting occurs, so it was probably 100 or more of the people in the park and dozens of people in this area. And everyone ran for cover. Emerson College opened up their doors and allowed people to shelter in place there. People across the street first thought it was firecrackers, but it was clearly not that. And so there was a lot of concern. People were traumatized and really afraid.
Violent crime and nonviolent crime are unwelcome features of these iconic destinations. The parks attract millions of tourists from around the world and also are the neighborhood parks for tens of thousands of locals. Visa says stronger enforcement of existing laws would improve safety. And she says another way to disrupt people with bad intentions involves filling the parks with more programmed events.
Positive activity drives that negative activity. We support everybody using the park, but it's not all behaviors that we support. I think we all have to agree there's a dynamic in this park that we'd like to change. It's not about chasing people out and telling them you really can't sit on this park bench because you're not allowed. But we have to come together as a city, the police, the rangers, the citizens, the mental health workers, the homeless commissioners, to say, what can we together do?
This week, Friends of the Public Garden has a meeting scheduled with the Boston Police Commissioner and the Boston Parks Commissioner to address these concerns and share ideas for how to respond. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sharon Brody.